As legal recreational marijuana has inched closer to a reality across Alaska the last few weeks, a lot of people are asking, why doesn't Anchorage have a pot shop yet? After store openings in Fairbanks, Juneau, and Valdez, Anchorage is still weeks away from having an open retailer. As part of a series over the last year, Alaska Public Media is checking in with one particular business, Enlighten Alaska, about what it's meant to jump into the new industry. So to find out what's behind the holdup, I went to Enlighten's storefront in the Spinard neighborhood.
This room is where we will be selling most of our marijuana products, in fact, all of them.
Jane Stinson is one of the owners of Enlighten and shows off a brightly painted room with shelving and half-finished construction projects all around. The store was on track to open any week now, but over the Thanksgiving holiday, it was robbed.
Everything that was had a plug in it was gone, which was mostly construction equipment.
The thieves even stole a broom. Stinson says it set them back about 5 days and $5,000, which feels like insult on top of injury because the business is already far behind where it wanted to be. A main reason for that is the difficulty it had getting the older building it rents up to snuff with the city's elaborate building code.
We have to come up to compliance, and it's costing a lot of money to make sure that we have enough parking, snow removal, gates around our dumpsters, and those kinds of things.
Anchorage revised its building code a few years ago, implementing the so-called new Title 21. It requires that when a property like this goes through what's known as a change of use, becoming, for example, a legal weed store, it has to be physically improved. That means ironing out all the old design features that are out of date and no longer acceptable in the building code. As an example, Stinson shows me the tiny parking lot behind the building.
So the problem is that we have parking for maybe two cars here, so we're having to come up with a parking agreement.
Right now, getting these kinds of building features up to modern standards is the biggest reason why Anchorage retail shops are weeks behind their counterparts elsewhere in the state.
That's just the cost of doing business.
Dick Traney is a long-serving member of the Anchorage Assembly.
People in the industry, no matter what you do, are going to say you're trying to be an obstructionist.
Since the statewide passage of Ballot Measure 2, Traney has led the charge, adding local regulatory steps for would-be pot businesses, measures that do not exist elsewhere, or if they do, not as robustly.
Because we're the largest urban area in Alaska, the dynamics that come with an urban area requires us to be a little bit more precise than, say, Fairbanks or Valdez or any other place.
The key mechanism for giving Anchorage officials more control over the marijuana industry is enforcing the Title 21 building code through a land use permit, which some say is just as complicated and dense as the state license application. Traney insists the assembly isn't trying to block marijuana businesses, but in keeping with the will of voters, is treating pot like alcohol, which for Traney means not replicating the sins of the booze industry, a perennial source of problems for the assembly. It comes up in the form of bar break violence, crime, and a perceived imbalance of influence stemming from the state of Alaska having more control on alcohol licensing than local governments.
If we have a problem, we're the ones that have to deal with it. The state's not going to send their code enforcement officers to deal with a bad licensee or a problem. They're going to say, we really can't deal with that, and this has to be done here locally. It needs to be a code enforcement issue handled by the citizens of this town.
Traney cites the recent example of a business that was set to officially open until it was discovered the owner was giving away small amounts of marijuana on the premise. The state took no punitive action, but the assembly opted to delay the business's final inspections. The whole issue is exacerbated by what properties are actually available to new cannabis businesses. Erica McConnell is the city's marijuana coordinator and says that because so many marijuana businesses are moving into older properties, there's more work that has to be done to bring them up to code.
Because these businesses, they can't get financing from banks, they can't get investments from out of state, from larger companies. You know, they presumably don't have very much capital available to them, so they have to look for these places that are older or vacant or less well-kept up properties.
McConnell also points out that other states that have implemented commercial cannabis, like Colorado and Washington, already had a medical marijuana industry up and running. There were buildings, businesses, capital, and regulations that could be adapted for the recreational industry. Alaska didn't have that. Here, the legal pot industry is starting from scratch. Of the handful of retail shops closest to opening within the municipality, two of them, Alaska Fireweed and Dankridge, say they'll be ready later this month. With the caveat, though, that there might not be enough product to keep on the shelves more than a few hours. Because even with just a few stores open in Alaska, demand so far is outpacing supply.